Chapter 4, Ships of the Desert. The camel riders all silently watched the sun set over the faraway dunes. As the fiery balls slipped beneath the horizon, the desert was flooded with red light. As soon as the sun disappeared, the air grew much cooler. Mamoun stood up. "It is time to go," he said. The camel riders put out their small fire. In the growing darkness, Mamoun helped them saddle up their animals and load them with baggage. Then Mamoun came over to Jack and Annie. "You can ride those two sisters," he said, pointing to two camels kneeling in the sand. "Climb on, then come to the front of the line to ride with me." Jack and Annie walked over to the two camel sisters. Each had reins hanging from her neck. Saddles made from colorful cushions were piled high on their humps. Annie patted the wiry, tan-colored fur of one of the camels. The camel looked at Annie with big eyes and fluttered her thick eyelashes.
"Hey, cutie," said Annie.
The other camel nuzzled Annie's neck.
"Hey, beauty," Annie said to the other. "You want some attention, too?"
"Cutie and beauty," said Jack. He didn't find either camel particularly cute or beautiful.
Annie climbed onto Cutie's saddle cushion and picked up the reins.
"Let's ride," she said.
Cutie rose awkwardly up from a kneeling position to a full stand.
"Oh, wow," said Annie, towering over Jack. "She's really tall."
Jack started to climb onto Beauty, but the camel caught an end of his headcloth and began chewing it.
"Stop that,"
said Jack, pulling the cloth away from her. Beauty opened her mouth wide and flashed rows of sharp teeth. Jack drew back.
"Don't be afraid," said Annie.
"Easy for you to say," said Jack. "Yours likes you."
"Don't worry, Beauty likes you too," said Annie. "I can tell."
Annie's camel began ambling toward the other camels waiting to head off into the desert.
"Come on, Jack. It's really fun once you're moving," she called.
"Fun," muttered Jack. "Right."
He held onto the ends of his headcloth and put his leg over Beauty's hump. The camel eyed him suspiciously. She swished her tail, slapping his back.
"Hey,"
said Jack. Jack tried to get comfortable on the saddle cushion, but Beauty spat at him and made a weird screeching sound.
"Quiet,"
said Jack. He hooked his shoulder bag onto a saddle horn. When he was finally settled, Beauty turned her head and started chewing on his leather bag.
"No, don't,"
yelled Jack. He tried pulling the bag away, but Beauty played tug of war.
"Come on, let go," Jack said. "Give it back, stupid."
"Do you really think she is stupid?"
Jack jumped. Mamoun had ridden up behind him and was watching as he tried to get his bag back from Beauty. Jack was embarrassed.
"She won't let go of my stuff," he said.
Mamoun grabbed the strap of Jack's bag. He clucked his tongue and the camel let go. She groaned as Mamoun hooked the leather bag back onto the saddle horn.
"For thousands of years, camels like this one have carried people across the desert," said Mamoun. "She is truly a miracle of nature."
"Some miracle," thought Jack.
"She can drink 2 barrels of water in 10 minutes, said Mamoun,
"and then go for a week without drinking again. She can live many days without food, too."
"Really?"
said Jack.
"She is well suited to travel in the desert," said Mamoun. "Her thick eyebrows protect her eyes from the glare of the sun. Her long eyelashes and the fur around her ears keep out the wind-blown sand."